Mir Boži, Hristos se rodi. Slava na visini Bogu, a na zemlji mir, među ljudima, dobra volja.
God to God in the highest and on earth peace, goodwill to all people.
Ovim riječima koje odjekuju već 2000 godina.
With these words with, which resonate for 2000 years already.
Sam smisao i svijeta u kome živimo i u kome sarađujemo i sad smisao ljudskog postojanja i ljudskog života.
These words contain all the sense of our birth, of our life and the meaning of the human existence.
Mir, ne obični mir, ne mir koji ljudi daju ili bilo koje drugo stvorenje, nego Božiji mir.
And when I say peace, I do not mean the ordinary peace, peace which is humanly, which the humans give, but peace of God.
Kod nas ljudi važi da na usnama nam je mir, a u srcu rat.
With us people, peace is on our lips, but in our hearts there is war.
Tako je bilo od pamtivijeka, tako je to nažalost i danas u svijetu.
It has been so in history and unfortunately it is so today.
Jedini istinski pravi mir jest upravo onaj mir koji je podaren svijetu i čovjeku kroz Hristovo rođenje.
The only true and real peace is the peace that was given to humankind through Christ and his birth.
Dva su stvaranja dogodila se od nastanka svijeta do danas.
Since the beginning of this world until today there have been two creations.
Prvo stvaranje je stvaranje iz ničega Božje tvorevine.
The first creation was creation out of nothingness of the God creation, God matter.
Stvaranje vječnom riječju
creation
Božjom.
Through the eternal word of God.
To stvaranje je podarilo postojanje svijetu i podarilo dobro postojanje svijetu.
This creation has given existence to this world and it has given a concrete and real existence to the world.
Ali u tom stvorenom svijetu bilo je postojanja, bilo je i dobrog postojanja, ali nije bilo vječnog postojanja.
And in this created world there has been existence, but there has not been eternal existence.
Upravo ulazak Hristov, ulazak Boga Logosa u maticu života je taj novi kvalitet tvorevine Božje i ljudskoga bića.
And with Christ's nativity, a new quality has entered this world and the God's creation.
Dakle, za dobijanje vječnog kvasca, vječnog života, radi koga je Bog stvorio svijet i radi koga je Bog stvorio čovjeka.
And the God has created this world and man in order for them to obtain the yeast of eternal life.
Bog je stvorio čovjeka po slici i prilici svojoj.
God has created man by his image.
A sada svojim rođenjem onaj po kome je stvoren svijet i čovjek, on postaje osnovna unutarnja sila i snaga čovjeka i svijeta.
And by his birth, the one who has created everything becomes the main strength and the main force, eternal force of man.
Sami Bog prima ljudsku prirodu.
God has taken human nature.
I čovjek postaje po blagodati Boga čovjek.
And God and man through God's blessing becomes man, God man.
Tako da od tog trenutka nije čovječnost mjera ljudskoga življenja.
And since this moment humankind stops to be the measure of human existence,
nego je bogočovječnost mjera ljudskoga življenja.
And instead man godliness becomes the measure of human life.
I to je ono što je ugrađeno u našu ljudsku prirodu.
And this is what is imprinted in our human nature.
I to je taj novi kvalitet sveukupne Božje tvorevine, naročito ljudske prirode.
And this is the new quality of the overall creation of God and in particular the human nature.
Njime čovjek od smrtnoga bića postaje besmrtno biće.
From a mortal creature man becomes immortal.
Prolaznoga postaje neprolazno biće.
From ephemeral creation he becomes eternal.
Od ograničenog vremenom i prostorom postaje bezgranično biće.
And from a creature that was limited by time and space he becomes unlimited.
Čovjek prima Božja svojstva.
Man assumes godly characteristics.
I to jest ono novo i jedino novo pod suncem što se dogodilo od nastanka svijeta.
And this is the only thing that is new under the sun since the creation of the world.
Zato je Hristovo rođenje nova era, novo vrijeme.
This is why Christ's nativity represents new era, new time.
Ništa što se događalo kroz istoriju nije toliko značajno, iako je sve značajno, koliko je značajno njegov ulazak u maticu života, njegovo postajanje čovjekom.
Nothing that has happened through history, though many very important events have taken place, is not as important as this event of creation of nativity of Christ.
Bojati se da ljudi, čovječanstvo, još nisu ni približno shvatili tu veliku i strašnu tajnu koja se dogodila sa čovjekom i sa svijetom.
And my concern is that the humankind has not yet fully grasped this great and most holy secret that has happened to the man.
Samo pojedinci, sveti Božji ljudi, Bogom ozareni, oni su nazreli svu veličinu tog događaja historijskog i metahistorijskog.
Only individuals and mostly saints could grasp this secret of God's nativity and the difference it has made to this world.
Zato nas taj događaj okuplja kroz vjekove.
This is why this event gathers us through.
I zato i mi zajedno sa onim jednostavnim, prostim dušama pjevamo vječnu pjesmu.
And this is why we all together sing the eternal song with our simple souls.
S anđelima i sa pastirima.
With angels and shepherds.
Slava na visini Bogu.
Glory to God in the highest.
A na zemlji mir.
And on earth peace.
Među ljudima dobra volja.
Goodwill to all people.
Dobrodošli u ime Gospodnje.
Welcome in the name of God.
Novu svetinju posvećenu Hristu od Jeve rođenome i iz mrtvih vaskrslome.
To this new church which is dedicated to the Christ born from the Virgin and resurrected from the dead.
Mir Boži, Hristu se rodi.